On this episode of Cyber Insights, we'll explore the seismic Aeroflot cyber attack by pro-Ukraine hacktivists, CISA's new incident response toolkit and zero trust guidance, Google's latest security fixes, and Telegram's fresh privacy defenses amid rising threats. Up next in Aeroflot news, Russian flag carrier Aeroflot has been hit by a major cyber attack that's thrown parts of the country's air traffic into chaos. Here's what you need to know. Who's claiming responsibility? Pro-Ukraine hacktivist coalitions, including the Cyber Partisans and Silent Crow, alongside Belarus-based groups, say they orchestrated the breach. They describe it as part of a wider effort to shake up the sense of normalcy in Russia during its ongoing conflict with Ukraine. What happened on the ground? Aeroflot's central IT systems were crippled, triggering the cancellation of dozens, by some estimates over 100, domestic and international flights. Passengers were left stranded at Moscow hubs and elsewhere as delays rippled through the network. Hacktivists claim a year-long intrusion, wiping about 7,000 servers and exfiltrating more than 20 terabytes of data, including the CEO's flight records and other sensitive passenger information. Official reaction and fallout. The Kremlin has publicly voiced concern over the attack scale and potential impact on national security. Russian authorities have opened a criminal investigation, while some reports note parallel efforts by foreign law enforcement, including an FBI seizure of ransom proceeds and a related ransomware suspect arrested in Kazakhstan. Aeroflot says it's restoring services as swiftly as possible, but warns that further disruptions could follow if backup systems prove vulnerable. As investigations continue, this incident underscores how cyber operations are increasingly woven into modern hybrid warfare, directly affecting civilian infrastructure and underscoring the strategic value of airline IT security. Up next in today's CISA News Roundup, first, the agency has rolled out a suite of new tools and guidance to help organizations detect, contain, and evict adversaries more effectively. That includes a streamlined incident response toolkit for rapid containment and eviction strategies. Thorium, an open source, scalable malware and forensic analysis platform developed with Sandia National Laboratories and offered free of charge to cybersecurity teams. On the industrial front, CISA released 5 new advisories addressing vulnerabilities in ICS devices, including 2 specific alerts for Guralp FMUS series sensors and Rockwell Automation lifecycle services. Zero trust continues to be a priority. CISA published part 1 of its micro-segmentation guidance for federal civilian agencies, along with a practical planning guide for implementing zero trust architectures at scale. Turning to vulnerability alerts, CISA has added critical flaws in Cisco Identity Services Engine and Papercut NGMF print management software to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, warning of active exploitation and urging immediate patching. SysAid admins also face pressing fixes for actively targeted CVEs. In threat intelligence news, CISA and international partners updated an advisory on the Scattered Spider cyber criminal group targeting commercial facilities, while investigations continue into the Chinese-linked Vault Typhoon intrusions against US critical infrastructure. Separately, the agency agreed to publish a report on US telecom insecurity, though no firm release date has been set. Finally, the Department of Homeland Security has launched more than $100 million in new grant funding to bolster community cyber defenses. An industry partner, Attack IQ, published a set of recommendations in response to CISA's AA25212A advisory, helping critical infrastructure operators tighten basic cyber hygiene. That's your midday CISA update. Stay secure, and we'll be back with more shortly. Next up in Google News, here's a quick roundup of the latest moves on the security front from Google and its peers. 1. Google security and policy updates. Refresh outdated content. Fix. Google quietly patched a flaw in its remove outdated content tool after researchers showed you could delist live pages by manipulating case-sensitive URLs. Chrome emergency patch. An out-of-cycle Chrome update rolled out to block memory hijacking and malicious code exploits, including a zero day that was actively used against users. Project Zero Disclosure. Overhaul: Google's elite bug hunters will now notify vendors within 1 week of a vulnerability find and publicly report issues faster, aiming for full transparency by 2025. OSS Rebuild launch. To harden open source supply chains, Google launched OSS Rebuild, an initiative letting developers audit and verify the build artifacts of popular projects. Workspace safeguards and passkeys, new anti-account takeover defenses hit Workspace, and passkeys are coming to further cut down on phishing and credential theft. Cloud build race condition. A fresh bug in GitHub integration could let attackers bypass maintainers on pull request tests. It's now patched. Gemini CLI zero day. Tracebit researchers uncovered a critical command injection flaw in Google's Gemini AI CLI. Google pushed a fix before public exploitation. 2. Apple and OpenAI alerts. WebKit. Zero day for Chrome users. Apple issued updates for iOS, macOS, and Safari to remediate a WebKit hole that was used to target Chrome desktop users via malicious web content. Chrome targeted exploit. A separate Apple patch closed a sandbox escape being chained up in the wild to attack Chrome installations. Encryption backdoor denial. Contrary to rumors around Apple's UK dealings, Google confirms no government ever formally asked for an encryption bypass. Chat history feature pulled. After a privacy slip exposed private chat links, OpenAI deactivated sharing of conversation histories while it retools the feature. 3. Microsoft cyber ecosystem news. SharePoint zero days and ransomware. Multiple critical SharePoint exploits, ToolShell among them, are under active ransomware abuse, hitting hundreds of organizations worldwide. Exchange and embassy espionage. Russia-linked actors leveraged an Exchange zero-day and ISP-level man-in-the-middle attacks against foreign embassies. macOS TCC bypass. Microsoft researchers found a Spotlight plugin trick that subverts Apple's privacy protections. Apple has since patched the gap. AI-related guidance and rewards. Microsoft rolled out defenses against prompt injection attacks, boosted its .NET bounty program up to 40K, and launched identity threat detection tools for enterprises. That's the high-velocity view on today's security headlines. Stay tuned for more updates as these stories evolve. Next up in our Telegram news roundup, here's the latest on security, new features, and regulatory crackdowns. 1. Personal photo hack sparks concern. A user's photo sent via Telegram was accessed by a stalker, prompting experts to urge everyone to enable two-step verification, review active sessions, and audit third-party integrations. 2. Major data leaks revealed. A malicious Telegram bot exposed the personal data of some 230,000 users. Earlier incidents saw leaks of 8 million phone numbers, 18 million user records, and reports of a 50 million account breach. 3. Phishing on the rise. Russian cybersecurity firms report a steep uptick in phishing attacks targeting Telegram users, fake job offers, bogus emails, and credential harvesting scams. A threat actor dubbed GORKL is singled out for sophisticated social engineering lures. 4. Malware threats proliferate. Authorities warn of new malware strains delivered via Telegram links and bots, some aimed specifically at younger users in Russia. 5. Regulatory clampdowns intensify. Russian law enforcement arrested 10 individuals for distributing illegal content on Telegram and dismantled networks tied to drug trafficking, money laundering, and extremist propaganda. A separate raid apprehended 15 hackers behind ransomware and malware campaigns. 6. Telegram rolls out new privacy tools. Self-destructing messages now available. Once read, texts vanish forever. Enhanced encryption controls and optional passcodes for secret chats bolster user privacy. 7. Third-party defenses emerge. Mammont, a Russian cybersecurity firm, launched a Telegram bot to detect and block malicious links. Another service offers real-time scanning of inbound media and attachments. 8. Corporate breach report. A recent cyber attack on a Russian company exploited Telegram channels to deliver payloads. Company officials are now overhauling their incident response protocols. 9. Ongoing security advisories. Experts repeatedly stress, verify official contact channels, keep the app updated, and treat unsolicited links or file transfers with extreme caution. 10. The bottom line. Telegram remains one of the more secure messaging platforms thanks to its encryption, but growing abuse by cybercriminals means vigilance and good digital hygiene are more critical than ever. That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. Stay vigilant. And don't forget to join us next week for our weekly cybersecurity episode.